Sandow.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented by us by Wrestling Figure Wednesday and PWMania.com. I am Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Hello!
So, we had 3 hours of Monday Night Raw, and we had a lot of wrestling, a lot of news, and yeah.
A lot of Wyatts
and a lot of Shields. And speaking of the Shield, that's how we opened up Monday Night Raw with a 20-man over-the-top rope battle royal for the United States Championship. Yes, folks, Dean Ambrose is defending the championship twice in 1 week.
Is everybody on the internet happy now?
That he actually defended the title twice.
Twice.
He's faced 23 opponents, 22 opponents in the last, 4 days?
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that for the title? Chill. So, we had a lot of people in it. Zack Ryder was the first, Xavier Woods was first out. Then Zack Ryder, R-Truth went out. One of the big spots in there was the Cobra, Santino Marella, eliminated Dolph Ziggler. Everyone was like, wait, what? And the fans started to boo. They were not happy that the Cobra actually did something and was effective. This match basically boiled down to Sheamus, Ryback, Curtis Axel, Jack Swagger, and Dean Ambrose. Ryback got eliminated, Jack Swagger then got eliminated, and we were down to Ambrose and Sheamus, and then Ambrose ate a big bro kick and got tossed over the top rope. And yes, we have a brand new United States champion in Sheamus.
Okay, first of all, standing ovation to Dean Ambrose.
He was awesome in this match. He went down with he gave a fight like no other in this one. He tried to hold on to his belt, but 19 other people.
Yeah, he did his best. It was just they stacked the odds against him on SmackDown, and he came through. So they really stacked the odds against him on tonight, and, well, the odds overcame Dean Ambrose. And, yeah, but, God, what a run.
351 days.
So I guess the U.S. title now goes back to obscurity instead of being highly visible, which is kind of a shame.
But, it would be invisible because you can never see the guy wearing it because he's so white.
This is true. This is true.
good battle royal to start off the show. It was fun.
It was a good battle royal. It was a great battle royal. You know, it was something of you kind. I felt bad for a lot of the guys in the battle royal because they ended up having to wrestle twice. But you know, what can you do?
What can you really do? Afterwards, Ambrose was angry. Rollins and Reigns tried to calm him down a little bit. Out came the King of Kings, and he said, basically, there was a war last night, but, Shield lucked out with a win last night. Well, as of tonight, it looks like their luck has changed just a little bit. Because Dean Ambrose is no longer U.S. champion. And, they're in the main event tonight against the Wyatt family.
Ooh, somebody's vindictive. Somebody's really vindictive tonight.
Hunter is a dick. And then he took a picture and put it on his Instagram and Twitter of Sheamus holding up, celebrating in the ring on the monitor, and Hunter has a shit-eating grin on his face. It is tremendous. Follow him on Twitter, at Triple H, to see the picture.
It's pretty epic.
We were alerted that the Exotic Express is rolling up to the building tonight. And then we go backstage with Renee Young, brought in the new U.S. champion, Sheamus, who got a little bit of a boo from the crowd. Sheamus said he's been spinning his wheels since coming back from injury, but he's now found his opening because it's all about opportunity, and the perfect chance for him to step back in the glory was tonight. He was asked, what do you have to say to Dean Ambrose right now? He said, no hard feelings, fella.
Yeah, you had Sheamus with a shit-eating grin. So, props to Sheamus. It's well-deserved, but yeah. Poor Dean.
First of many times saying poor Dean tonight. Back in the locker room, Steph McMahon walked into the Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella locker room. She said, Bryan just angered Kane last night, so she just suggests that, Bryan and Brie stay put in, the room, till Bryan's match. So they would be safe.
Don't do it.
Bryan sarcastically thanked her for this piece of advice, and then, as the door shut, there happened to be a red mask hanging on the door. The best part about this was the big banging on the door. By Steph. She has heavy hands. I love Steph. She's awesome.
She was great tonight. It was just that little extra perfect touch.
It really, really was. Our next contest of the evening featured Rob Van Dam taking on Cesaro. Really good battle between these two.
Oh, this was a great match. Fantastic match.
The finish sort of was, a disqualification when Cesaro had Van Dam tied up in the trio well and just kept hammering him over and over and over again, and he did not break at the referee's 5 count, so, it was the DQ. Means we're going to get more of these two, I would assume.
I hope so.
RVD's eye looked really bad after last night.
It did, yeah. He got messed up pretty bad, but didn't affect his wrestling. He did really well tonight.
Yeah, he might not have been able to see out of one eye, but he was a fighter and a gamer tonight. We then are told, we're here. as we go to break. When we come back from break, Bray Wyatt is sitting in the ring with, in his chair with Eric Rowe and Luke Harper behind him. Bray said Sister Abigail told him he was born to lead. Bray said they would always look down on him and refer to him as a piece of trash, a nobody. But those people have made this day so sweet for him, because last night, he became a somebody. Bray then said John Cena's fear was personified by that of the singing child, which we then got a clip of from what happened last night. Bray said Cena is right, though. He is a monster, and he does wish to watch this world burn. Like a farmer watches spoiled crops burn, he said this world must be burnt down so it can be reborn, and then reborn in the image of Bray Wyatt. Bray said where Cena is wrong, though, is thinking he does this only for himself. Rather, he does this for the children and poor men who stand on the side street, because they did not think he deserved to live in their presence. Bray said he does it for the teenager who was told she wasn't pretty enough for prom. I do this for you, he said. Bray said with each passing day, Cena stands alone, and he shall fall. But with him, they will stand together, united under what he truly is, a god. And then he began to sing his favorite song in the entire world, which of course is,
he's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand.
And that's where the segment ended.
Okay, I want to talk about this.
Go ahead.
This was absolutely fantastic. And I was sitting here listening to it. It's funny because I actually wrote a rant last night on Tumblr about the post show.
Right.
Because on the post show, I'm going to call Booker T out on it. You know, he's sitting there going, well, Bray Wyatt's doing this to get famous. That's what Bray Wyatt wants. Bray Wyatt wants to get famous. And you have the announcers going, I don't understand why he's popular. I don't understand why he's gaining ground. You know, or people think he's cool or whatever. Okay, no. Listen to what he's saying. Listen to what he's telling people.
Mm-hmm.
He's speaking to the people that weren't popular, that have never been popular. The people who were outcasts. The people who still are outcasts. He's speaking to everybody on some level that was ever teased, ever made fun of, ever forgotten, ever left behind.
And I think everyone can relate to that in some way.
Yes, and that's the point. And I wrote on my Tumblr, I said, Bray Wyatt, he's not doing this just to get famous. That's not his end game. Bray Wyatt's endgame is to burn the damn world down. That's what he wants to do. And the only difference between mine and his was I said he wants to rebuild it in Abigail's image and he wants to build it in his own. But still, that is Bray Wyatt's endgame. He wants to burn the world down. He may be selfish and he may be doing this for himself, you know, on the inside. He can say he's doing it for all of us, for all, you know, intents and purposes, but in reality, he's doing it for himself. We all know that.
This is very true.
This was absolutely fantastic. It was wonderful. It was well done. It was well said. And it was a really nice follow-up.
Agreed. Our next contest of the evening, Cody Rhodes versus the big guy, Ryback.
Poor Cody.
Cody is on a losing streak.
Poor Cody.
Cody really is on a losing streak, and he had a win in his hand, and, well, Goldust got pushed into the ring post. Cody then fell into Ryback's arms and got shell-shocked. Ryback wins. The big guy.
And it was was an okay contest. It was an okay match. It was just, I'm not a fan of Ryback. I don't like Ryback. He doesn't do anything for me.
Cody got a nice shot. The one disaster kick, he caught him. He really got him in the jaw.
Oh, yeah, he did. And I think either Ryback lost a tooth in the Battle Royal, or...
It was either in the... Yeah, it was probably... I think it was in the Battle Royal, they said.
Yeah. Because they kept showing close-ups of his mouth, and it's like, would you stop?
We then go backstage once again. Brie Bella is losing her patience. She doesn't like being stuck in all real world all this time. The lights then suddenly go out. Kane's red mask lits up on a table this time. Brie and Brian leave the room. They're running down the hallway. They bump into Steph McMahon, who once again played dumb on what's going on. Steph told Brian and Brie that she'll have Brian's car pulled up to the building if they're afraid of Kane. To leave Raw? Hang out? What? For what? Why is Stephanie being so nice and getting the car ready for them? Something smells fishy.
Gee, I wonder what... You know, wonder why. Let's bring the car in the building. Let's leave it out by itself. Let's leave it unlocked with the windows down.
It's now time for a celebration for Cinco de Mayo as El Torito and the Matadors are in the ring. They're here to celebrate El Torito's win on this special day. They had an argument over how to say universe. 3MB came out. Heath Slater said, this party's not going to happen. Slater said, the party is here. Then he got serious and said, they're here to call a truce. Drew McIntyre said, this is not a proposition, but a demand for a truce. Otherwise, they will crash the party. I thought they already did by coming out. Anyway. Torito gave Hornswoggle candy. He ate a piece, spit it out, and the brawl was on. Slater was trapped in the ring with the Matadors, and, well, he was forced to say, Ole! Ole! And then got tossed out of the ring.
This was just special.
As good as the match on Sunday night was, this was sort of the opposite. This was better than the contract signing.
This was better than the contract signing, but I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait, aren't the Matadors from Spain? So wouldn't celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
But they can't only in America.
Yes, two Puerto Ricans playing two Spaniards celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Only in the WWE, ladies and gentlemen. Only in the WWE.
In case you are wondering, Bo Dallas wants you to believe in your dreams. Bo's cheesiness is going to be cheesy when he shows up.
I cannot wait for him to debut. Because I'm going to sit here and have giggle fits.
Once again, Lana came out and she dedicated this matchup to Vladimir Putin as Rusev took on Kofi Kingston.
Is it any real surprise they're taking shots at Putin right now?
No, it's not. And in a shocking twist, Rusev did crush. Rusev win via submission. Not much of a match.
Lana is still the best thing.
Lana is indeed still the best thing about Rusev.
Sorry, I'm not impressed by Rusev. He's physically, he looks great in the ring. He does some nice stuff, but it's not really anything to write home about, you know?
Oh, I'm with you.
So, I'm still wanting him to impress me. I'm still waiting for him to impress me.
He's moving up in talent. He was up with Kofi Kingston. We'll see where he goes next. Daniel Bryan found the car. They're inside. They're about ready to leave, and then the heavy-handed Stephanie McMahon bangs on the window, scares the crap out of Brie. She says she's sorry because Bryan can't leave yet. He has to wrestle. And if he doesn't wrestle, she will consider this a breach of contract, and he would be stripped of the WWE Championship. So, Bryan and Brie left the car to head to the ring for a match.
I think it was funny because they're literally running to the car. They get in the car. They're getting ready to leave. And I'm like, Brian, pants? Like, he's running around in a t-shirt and his trunks and is in full rain gear. And it's like, dude, your pants? You might want those?
Well, he has a match. He can't wear pants.
Well, this is before the match happened. It's like, you're going to leave without your stuff and your pants? And, yeah. It was just, it was like, come on.
Daniel Bryan then took on Alberto Del Rio. Long match, solid stuff. What'd you think?
It was a good match. I mean, it was nothing to write home about. It was that match that you're sitting there and you kind of know what's coming. You know Kane is going to get involved in some capacity. And that's what you're really waiting for, is that moment where Kane's pyro goes off because you can see the thingies on the posts. And you know, you're just waiting for that eruption of fire to happen in the match. And that's what you're really anticipating. It's really hard to enjoy the match when you're waiting for, you know, Kane to show up.
Right.
So, it's like, well, is he going to come up? Is he going to show up? And then it's like they actually wrestled a full match. And then the fire happens. So it's like, huh, okay.
Yeah, there's a nice... The finish was nice as he's... to tilt a whirl into the yes lock, which was really cool with Del Rio tapping out. Brian wins. As Lindsay mentioned, the pyro happens. But where's Kane? Well, they don't wait to find out. They run. They run to the back. They run to their car. And get this. The car doesn't start.
Every horror movie ever.
Because a wire got pulled in the front of the car.
Because somebody, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, Brian, didn't roll up the windows on the car.
So they pop the hood, he pops the hood, fuddles around underneath the hood, plugs in the wire, but as he's doing so, Kane is there.
This is why you always check your back seat, ladies and gentlemen. Safety first.
Yeah. So Brie is screaming. Brian then opens the back door and starts beating up, fighting with Kane. Brian gets Kane, you know, away from the car. They get in the car. Kane jumps on top of the car. Brian drives away. As he's driving away, Kane slides off, and all you hear is thud.
Yeah.
Kane goes splat on the concrete. And instead of driving away, Brian stops the car, gets out, looks at his fallen former friend, shows concern, then the monster sits up. Brian's like, oh crap, gets back in the car, rides away. Kane laughs and smirks as they leave.
I don't think it was concern, it was, is he dead? Because Kane's just laying there, you know, perfectly still, not really, not even really breathing, and it's like, is he dead? It's like, again, it's a mini horror movie. That's exactly what it is, and then Kane sits up. It's like, dude, you don't check. You just go, alright? This is why people die in horror movies, is they do stupid stuff, like stop and check and make sure. Dude, just get out of there, alright? Just go. Take your wife and just bail. Alright?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. You don't check and make sure he's dead. Unless you emptied the clip into him, alright? Go! Sorry.
I'm finding these segments fun.
Oh, they're great fun. I mean, and of course, the moment Kane went splat, you know that's when Glenn Jacobs was like, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah. Then we get our next contest of the evening. Intercontinental Championship rematch. Big E challenges Bad News Barrett. Physical match.
Very physical match, but a good match.
Good match, very physical. Nice finish with the bullhammer elbow while the ref was, you know, who almost sort of got knocked down a couple times, but was able to dodge. But a eye gouge followed by the Bullhammer allows Bad News Barrett to retain the Intercontinental Championship. Good stuff.
Great stuff.
We're continuing on, which is really, really good. Oh, I really wish they had posted this already for what happened next. But apparently they have not just yet. But it's probably going to be on WWE.com and YouTube here in the next day or probably the next day. WWE had a very special Mother's Day message for all the mothers out there. And it basically was, well, Mr. T loves his mama. They took the Hall of Fame speech, remixed it, promoting Mother's Day. I don't know what else you
can do. Mr. T is going to rip their ass a new one when he finds out, but it's just like you knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Like, still, well played, WWE. Well played.
In the ring, as we came back from break, Zeb Coulter and Jack Swagger came to the ring with Zeb's deportation list. Coulter said today is not Cinco de Mayo for real Americans, rather it's May 5th. Zeb said that the only reason a real American celebrates today is to get dog drunk and vomit. Zeb then addressed a flood of illegal immigrants into WWE. His list includes Cesaro, Emma, Santino, Heyman, Sheamus, and Paige. Zeb told Emma to hop a kangaroo and stay in Australia. He then sort of ran down the rest of those names, and then some music hit. And out came the bunny, followed by more of the party. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The Adam Rose Experience has arrived on Monday Night Raw.
Yay!
Adam Rose and his followers came down to the ring. He crowd surfed to the ring. Zeb was all stunned and confused. What is going on? Rose came into the ring and at one point offered Zeb his lollipop. Zeb was like, get that away from me. Then Rose pulled on Zeb's mustache and told him, don't be a lemon, be a rosebud. Swagger then tried to go after Adam Rose. Rose got him out of the ring with a clothesline. And then the party continued on. As Zeb was caught in the middle, and he quickly escaped. The only negative from this segment is Michael Cole trying to dance.
I wish the party had been bigger. I really wanted to see him just come out with, like, this massive party. Like, they had the normal group, which was great. It was fantastic, but I wanted to see, because when he first debuted, he had that massive party at NXT. That's what I wanted to see, because he had a good number, but it's like, more. There needs to be more.
He had the same people from NXT, but remember, NXT is a smaller building, so it looked bigger.
I know, but still, it's like, you want it to have that same feel, but it was like, it still worked. It was still awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Adam Rose pulling on Zeb Coulter's mustache, going, don't be a lemon, be a rose, but it was fantastic.
It really, really was. This then brings us to our main event, Shield vs. Wyatt's Four.
Oh, this is great.
Another match where they don't let us down at all. This was a good match. Ambrose got tossed into the announcer's lap. Rollins dove, was diving. Harper again was diving. Harper and Rollins got tossed into the desk. And then, as the finish was coming, Roman Reigns hits the Superman punch on Bray Wyatt, and Lindsay's going, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. As they were about to set up for the triple powerbomb on Bray Wyatt. But then, out came Evolution. Evolution came down to the ring for a distraction. Ambrose and Rollins took out the members of Evolution. Triple H got in the ring, ate a Superman punch from Roman Reigns. As Roman was distracted, Bray Wyatt cut him off midway and then hit him with Sister Abigail for the 1-2-3.
Okay, somebody posted this out, and I want to read it, and it's credit to Quackenbush Light who put this out, because I want to talk about Luke Harper, because I agree with this for a second. You know, he's doing suicide dives and hurricane ranas that, you know, he shouldn't be doing. He shouldn't be able to do, but he can do them. He's selling the whole brainwashed cult member gimmick, you know, especially with those gigantic brown eyes of his,
mm-hmm.
and he's just generally being an all-around extremely crafted and talented individual, and it's like he's doing this as Bray Wyatt's lackey, right? But he's still shining through.
Yes.
That's incredible, and the same thing is starting to happen with Rowan. It's like, you see how talented all three of these guys really are, especially after last night and tonight.
Oh, I agree.
Like, Harper, and it was just fantastic tonight. Bray was great tonight. Rowan is starting to come through. Like, I love how Eric is just like, he's trying to help and he's kind of getting in the way. Like, every time. It's like, poor Eric, he wants to help so much and he doesn't know what to do.
Right.
But this match, this was great. You know, you knew Evolution or the Authority or Triple H or whoever was going to screw the Shield in some capacity, so you're just kind of waiting for it. And sure enough, it's like they're getting ready to triple powerbomb Bray as I'm screaming no at the television, and there's line in the sand, and it's like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Meanwhile, you know, everything is dismantling and going into just chaos. Bray Wyatt is just laying dead in the ring.
Mm-hmm. The Wyatts get out, and then the Shield got beat down by Evolution. Oh, they got beat down. Rollins took a really hard spike DDT from Randy Orton from the top rope. Batista was moving Dean around on the steps a little bit with a spine buster. Hunter goes for a pedigree. No! Reigns backdrops him out, but gets hit with an RKO. Hunter, pissed, picks up Reigns. Pedigree. But they were not done. Oh, no. Batista takes off his shirt. He mocks Roman Reigns. And they set up for a triple powerbomb on Roman Reigns by Evolution. And then they believe in Evolution, the symbol of justice, to close Monday Night Raw.
This was a great close.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Evolution lost, but they're going to get their revenge.
Oh, yeah.
They will absolutely have their revenge, and they don't really care who they take it out on. But, you know, clearly, they were gunning for the Shield for obvious reasons, and, well, they got them.
They did get them. So that was Monday Night Raw in a nutshell. The heels look strong to close it out, and looks like we have our vision for Payback. Looks like we're going to get Evolution versus the Shield, and Daniel Bryan once again will probably get his hands on Kane. Looks like where we're headed.
It kind of depends on what stip they're going to add, because we know there is a stipulation coming for Payback. But I'm very curious to see what it is. I'm hearing rumors of what it could be, and it's frankly giving me heart palpitations. You know, I'm also really curious to see where they go with Cena and Bray, because Cena's going to respond tomorrow night on Main Event. So we heard Bray Wyatt cut his promo. He's calling it a victory, even though the announcers are saying it's a shallow victory. Victory is a victory.
And you can get it. You take it any way you can get it.
Yeah, so they're moving towards Payback, and some people are taking a turn. Other people are, well, they're staying on the chosen path, and here's hoping that they stay on that path.
Indeed. But that will do it for this week's edition of the Monday Night Raw post-show live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for Wrestling Figure Wednesday. This Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, Lindsay, it is The Rack.
That's right. Tune in as we talk about Impact and NXT. We're going to break down Extreme Rules for you. We're going to have news, notes, all that fun stuff. So it's The Rack, Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Friday afternoon, check out The Rack Extra Total Divas Season 2, Episode 7 Review. We will break down everything that happens between the steamy relationship between Summer Rae and Fandango.
And we have previews for this week's episode, too. And, well, things are heating up, but in a different way.
Yeah, go back and listen to episode 6 review now on Rack Radio Show and WildTalkRadio.com. Follow Rack on Twitter at WTRD_Rack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. There will be no CB Radio this Saturday night. I'm taking the night off. So you can just follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR on Facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. And that show will be back in 2 weeks along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. So
no cards either.
No cards. So don't worry. CB Radio is coming back. It's just taking the week off. Sunday night is WTR Sunday night with Tim Stein, Mason Omega coming the week in pro wrestling at 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow that show on Twitter at WTR Sunday night and Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post Show at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at WildTalkRadio and Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Sign up if you're a hockey fan at GoNHLGo.com/forums. Tim wants you to go there and get interactive and talk hockey with him. You can follow him on Twitter at GoNHLGo.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWRD. And go to my website, psychwardesigns.com. Check that out. Under the Contact Us section of my website, there's a link that will take you to my Redbubble store. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to buy it, it is available for sale at Redbubble.com. Just click the link on my website. We'll take you right to it. It's got selected works, including the brand new piece, Obey the Buzzers, that just got finished today because I got really bored of it work. So you definitely want to check that out. And if you just want to view the piece, it's available at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. So, yeah, check it out. Enjoy it. Worked hard on it. And all my artwork. So, yeah, also tune into The Rack Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And listen to all the other fine programming on this network, because we all work very hard.
We're done. See you Thursday for The Rack. I'm right back here next Monday night for the Raw Post Show along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.